was a millionaire. I'd play rock music and grow long hair. I tell you, boy, I'll buy new Rolls Royce. Pretty women come to me. I give them all the third degree. Give them satin shades. Keep them off the streets. Let me sock it to you. Praise the Lord and pass the mescaline. Praise Jehovah. You'll come over soon as you see me boogie woogie across the silver screen. You can hang them high, hang them low. Put them in the ceilings wherever I go, and they'd swing all night in the rafter lights. There, do, 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 do. Hallelujah. What's it to you? Got you calling me, I got my Spanish tape. Jehovah, you'll come over soon as you hear me play my calliope. Wish I was a millionaire. Hear rock music and grow long hair. Tell you, boy, and you're all right. Then did it and do.
All right, nice little quick set there. You are listening to Radio 1190 KBCU Boulder. It's Route 78 West, Uncle Jeff flying solo, and just kind of playing what I feel like playing today, kind of having a nice little mellow Sunday show here. And that was a set started out with Josephine Foster. She's coming down at the Larimer Lounge here on February 11th with a series of other bands. She's the opening band, so if you want to see her, and I think she's traveling with someone else, I think it goes on at 9, which is really early for the Larimer Lounge, if you guys know that. So that's that story. Went into John Fahey with something that I kind of really been enjoying, finding a few of these old shows that he did live from 1970, 72. And that one actually came from Stony Brook in New York College. And somebody recorded it on their trusty reel-to-reel, pretty good quality for the feeling and period, and a nice little improv on the slide. And then we went right into Snow, a new song on a movie that a lot of you guys know. It's Gustavo Santaolalla, I believe. That's a tough one to say. And nice instrumental stuff coming off Brokeback Mountain soundtrack. Pretty interesting stuff there. And then Red River Reprise. Got to give points out. Joe from KGU does the jazz show. He says, I recognize those crickets right away. And that's a sign of a good DJ. And it's good to know we you listen to some of these shows on these other stations, you know, kind of seeing what goes on. But that was James Talley. And it's just an instrumental. He's got a great voice. But that's a record that came out a long time ago, like 1974, and kind of a classic of the Americana genre stuff. And again, Red River Reprise, just a nice little mellow feel of that song. And slip that right into a band that I like a whole lot, Currituck County, and that's coming off a brand new one called I Am the Resurrection, a tribute to John Fahey. And what's on this is all the artists, stables of 1190 artists, essentially. Fruit Bats, there's some stuff with Sufjan Stevens, Devander Banhart, Calexico, Granddaddy. And then Howie Gelb doing a piano version of a Fahey song, Grandfather's Clock, which is pretty tripped out. He's from Giant Sand. But the one we played was Currituck County, and it was a medley, John Hurt, Shiva, Sankara, something like that. One of these guys that doesn't know how to pronounce everything. And that's a pretty cool, really nice electric and loose version of that. So, again, Currituck County can do no wrong in my book, so check that stuff out. We're about that point in time where we slip into some spaghetti western-esque kind of stuff. In fact, there's the freaking music. So, anyway, had some stuff I wanted to play today. It seemed to relate just to kind of playing around. And one of the things I think if you've listened to this show over the years, you know, is Uncle Jeff sure does like his spaghetti western. In fact, I'll take my westerns any way I can. Doesn't even matter sometimes. As long as there's a landscape and music that somehow ties to it, I'm there. So, got one here for you. This is the master himself, Ennio Morricone, Almost Dead, coming up. Quick little number is going to slip into Cosmonauti, really great Italian band, playing for a few dollars more. They're going to do sort of the rockin' version. We'll slip from there, see where we go. We're slipping. It's the way it is here on Radio 1190.
I'd like to ask you a few questions, if we may, just a few. I understand you mentioned that you were a newspaper reporter by occupation.
So?
Noble calling, but limited. I suppose you have that novel in the planning stage.
Who told you about that?
No one, but isn't it a fact that most reporters aspire to be novelists?
I wouldn't know.
trust our brother.
What has he done?
Formed an attachment here with one of the people.
What kind of attachment?
I'm not sure yet. He's with a young girl in spite of our orders.
Proceed without him.
Good.
The second wave has landed successfully and is concealed as planned. With the landing of a third wave, we will be in key positions throughout the country.
Excellent.
The people, are they suspicious?
Not a bit. An inferior breed given to killing, hatred, making war, greed, and cruelty to one another. The universe can well do without them.
Trust our brother. What has he done?
Yeah, I believe that qualifies as the rock song of our show today. That's a brand new Drive-By Truckers. In fact, that's so freaking brand new you can't even go get it. You can find it on the internet, though, if you want to download it. They put it up on their website. It is called February 14th. I think it has something to do with that holiday that's coming up. I'm kind of one of those guys that's anti-Valentine's Day all the way. There are some out there that like that sentimental mush and all that stuff. So for you, there is Take Your Chocolates and Go Home. I like that. So anyway, that's a brand new one. They played that at the Fox, actually. So DBT can do no wrong. Drive-By Truckers. Coming out of a set that started out on another planet in another place. Actually, it was back beginning there was Ennio Morricone coming from For a Fistful of Dollars and one of the little subtle side piece soundtrack pieces called Almost Dead, and then went right into a little sample there that crept us into Cosminati, a band from Italy, and they're doing For a Few Dollars More. Done double speed surf style. Yeah, if you're going to take a Western song and you want to do it right, do it that way. I don't know how they play that fast. I try to follow along with these things at home, and I hope you guys sometimes do too. Air guitar, rock guitar, turn it up, play along with the radio. So right into that was the Navagans, a great name for a band, actually, from 1962, because I think there were probably 600 people living in Nevada then, and that was called Surfbound, and although they were in Nevada, somehow they managed to surf somewhere, maybe Las Vegas, and went right in from there into the Drive-By Truckers. If you're interested in that, go to the drivebytruckers.com site and download the puppy for free. I like bands that are doing that. Eventually, you got to buy the record, though. It's just the way it works. We got one here. Yeah, I've been wanting to play this, and I leave these things in the box sometimes. And these guys, both Webmaster Jay and their pal Loki, who seems to be erratic these days, he comes most of the time, but he's basically like, just, you're not going to play Iron and Wine again. And I'm going, well, I am going to play Iron and Wine again. So here's Bird Stealing Bread, one of my favorites, and still love his band.
Get away, Joe.
1, 2, 3, 4.
He's part of an invasion force that's going to take over the world or some such silly thing.
Yes?
Please listen to me.
You may speak.
What we're doing is wrong. We should save these creatures, not exterminate them. It's true they murder and hurt one another and are subject to unreasonable hate and prejudice, but these are only the brutes, and you find them in any race. Most of these people have the capacity for love. I know it.
Our research disproves that. They are a world of angry, frightened people.
some kind of invitation. But you stand there with the curtains pulled down around your body like some final decision. But I won't let you down. I won't let you down. I'll never let you drop to your knees for me.
School, and when he was forced to, he ran away towards his aunt's house in Laramie. He was picked up first by a Mexican family. He drove him as far as Boise. He bought a loaf of bread and spent the night by the river there. He always walked with his head down, always staring at the ground. Could hardly say anything to anyone. Could hardly say him in, and he waited in the center for his mother to arrive. He waited for 3 weeks until he just escaped one night. He always walked with his head down, always staying. staring at the ground. You can hardly say anything to anyone. You can hardly say. So he ran to a truck stop, hid in the back of a pickup, underneath an old blanket. He saw snow drifting off the cab, and two rides later, he wasn't there for me. And he walked through the fields and side streets to his aunt's house. And in the faint light he saw her horses as he walked down the drive. And when she saw him, she held him, promised she'd never make him go back. He always walked with his head down, always staring at the ground. He could hardly say anything to anyone. He could hardly say. says I want to do right, but not right now. Yeah, I want to do right, but not right now.
The old classic set there, Route 78 West. I think I covered old bases today, actually. It's kind of a fun show where you can do that. Hopefully you guys out there enjoying this. Had some nice calls here, so thanks, you guys. Started out that set back at the beginning of our little soft, folky, instrumentally indie feel thing. We did Bird Stealing Bread from that first great Iron and Wine disc. Still stands up, so it's one of those ones, even if you hear it in Starbucks, it's still all right. So, that's good enough, and then followed up with Scud Mountain Boys. That was not Joe Pernice singing that one, so that's kind of the explanation for the vocals. But this is Where's the Playground, Susie? Great old, probably not great, but interesting and definitely worth its period piece. Glenn Campbell did that, Where's the Playground, Susie? But Scud Mountain Boys, again, coming off Pine Box. Then went into one there that I still think this guy, he needs a good show in Boulder somewhere, so any promoters out there. It's Graham Lindsay and I Won't Let You Down. Great song from his disc from a couple years ago. And then we went into one there. I was up in the studios there myself, KEXP Seattle. And a band that you guys know I play, try to play one a show practically, is Richmond Fontaine. And that was Laramie, Wyoming, which is on the last record there. Really a nice full band version this time. Done in the studio, getting ready, practicing for their live gig. And that was kind of fun. And then follow that up with another live one here. Just picked this one up, and it's Gillian Welch, Austin City Limits, and Miss Ohio. And I don't know, David Rawlings can do no wrong. Every time he touches the guitar, no matter what he does, it's interesting. Probably best player of a folk acoustic-y kind of style stuff out there today. That's about that, but I'm going to ramp you up, trip you out, take you down. Strawberry Fields, whatever, all this stuff. We're taking into Johnny Trash coming up, and what better way to do than to make sure your soul's been psychedelicized? Here's Gravenhurst. This one's a really killer song, See My Friends. Gravenhurst, brand new record on Warp. Check this out.
Sound.